And of course, we welcome guests here. And this morning, we welcome back Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo to update us on this week's Board of License Commissioners meeting, as well as talk a little bit about elections and census. Hey, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks for coming over.
Sure.
A busy meeting yesterday. Eight items.
We had eight items.
Yeah. Full board?
Yes.
Everybody, full board, all present and accounted for.
We had Deputy Chief Bythrow sitting in for the fire.
Oh, okay.
So for the fire chief.
Very good.
Yep, full board, and everything went very well. We opened up the meeting at 4 p.m. and got right to the first agenda item, which was a hearing regarding the request of Interfaith Social Service for a special permit for the annual Stop the Stigma 5K race. Starts and ends at the Kennedy Center at 440 East Squanum Street, and it is scheduled for Saturday, May 2nd at 9:30 a.m. Steve Green, who is a board member of Interfaith Social Services, was there representing. Just can't say enough about Interfaith Social Services. They've been in business since 1947. They have one of the biggest food banks, counseling centers. They deal with addiction and mental health. They've been doing their race there for 7 years. Mm-hmm. So they're going to work with the police and have an escort for their race. And they, you know, really look for people to join their race because that money is used mostly for the addiction and mental health counseling.
Right.
And it is a great family event for the kids with bouncy houses and a race for the kids and water, bagels, fruit, things like that.
Yeah.
So that went through 5-0.
Okay, very good.
Next item was agenda item number 2, hearing regarding the request of National MS Society for a special use permit for the annual Bike MS Cape Cod Getaway. The event is scheduled for Saturday, June 27th. Riders are expected through Quincy between 5 a.m. and 8 a.m. And Bill Sykes was there, as he always is, for this amazing charity event. In 2019, they raised $3.5 million
Wow.
for research for MS. And so, you know, we're happy to have them. State Street provides parking and overnight parking for them. Where the registration is also at State Street that morning. And they've been doing this for 39 years. They're again going to work with the police department
Sure.
To get their bikers through the city
Yep.
safely.
Yeah, it's, I think they mostly just go down Quincy Shore Drive,
mm-hmm.
don't they? Yeah, it's
yeah,
early morning
right down
hours.
Southern Artery and,
yeah.
and over that way.
Yep.
So happy to do that. That
okay.
went through 5-0.
Great.
Agenda item number 3 here in regard to the request of St. Mary's Women's and Children's Center for a special permit, 1-day wine and malt beverage license for a fashion show at Marina Bay Boardwalk.
Hmm.
The event is scheduled for May 13th from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. with a rain date of May 14th. And this was represented by Kathy Maple from St. Mary's Women's and Children's Center and Denise Haja, who owns a boutique over at Marina Bay. They've collaborated together to do this fashion show, and this is the proceeds go to Homeless Women and Children's Center. They'll have a DJ, wine and malt, and they're going to cordon off an area to have a fashion show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they're going to work with the Quincy Police to mm-hmm. have somebody there. I think it'll be a nice event. This St. Mary's Women's and Children's Center has been going for 40 years.
I've never heard of it, Nikki.
It's in Dorchester.
Oh.
It's part of the St. Margaret's Hospital.
Oh, okay.
But,
All right.
You know, they're always there to help any woman and child that
Good
needs
to know.
It.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
When I first heard it, I'm like, St. Mary's in West Quincy? I never heard of them before. But okay, that makes sense now.
Yeah, so that went through 5-0
okay.
as well. Agenda item number 4 was hearing regarding the request of the Wollaston Congregational Church at 38 I'm sorry, 48 Winthrop Ave for up a special use permit. Yes. Yeah. One day wine and malt beverage license for a trivia night fundraiser. The event is scheduled for April 4th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Catherine Wiley was there representing the Wollaston Congregational Church. This is the eighth time that they've done trivia night, yeah. And they say it's a great success to, fund some things that they have throughout the church throughout the year. So it is open to the public.
Okay.
You can reach out to Catherine Wiley at the Wollaston Congregational Church if you have a team you want to put together. They'll be happy to have you.
Fun.
I have a flyer here, and I'll give that to you for your website.
Great, thank you. We'll put that up for folks, sure.
And that went through 5-0.
I love that we're talking about stuff in spring and summer already.
Yes, we are. I know, it's going to be busy.
Yeah.
A lot of charitable
organizations
working hard.
Sure.
Agenda item number 5 was hearing on the request of my brother's keeper for charity wine auction license for their event at Quincy Marriott at 1000 Marriott Drive, May 1st. This event will include a wine pull with bottles of wine donated by Curtis Liquors. Mary Keogh Anderson was there. They're going to have 60 bottles of wine. You get a ticket for the wine. It's a $20 ticket, and you just pull a bottle. It can be a $80 bottle or it can be a $10 bottle.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a fun event.
Yeah.
They will have a cash bar there and food provided by the Marriott.
Okay.
That is from 6:30 p.m. to 11 p.m. and that went through 5-0.
They're down in Brockton, I think, my brother's keeper.
Yes.
Yeah, and they I know they provide their furniture for folks if they need that or other types of household services too. Yeah. Okay, good.
Agenda item number 6, hearing regarding the request of the Common Market Restaurant Group, 97 Willard Street, for extension of premise for their all-alcohol beverage license for a spring fling Thursday, June 4th through Saturday, June 6th. The event is scheduled from 5 p.m. to 11 on Thursday and 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Friday and Saturday. The event will include food from the restaurant, a DJ or band, and retail pop-ups. And Greg McDonald of the McDonald Group was there to represent the Common Market Group. What a concept they're putting together. This is pop-up shops.
Mm-hmm.
They almost look like tiny houses. They're like self-contained little RVs.
Oh, really?
Almost.
Okay.
And they're gonna set them up around the perimeter of the front lot.
Oh, all right.
So
interesting.
Yeah.
Sounds like the old sidewalk festival of years ago.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It sounds like a lot of fun. So that went through 5-0 as well.
Alrighty.
Agenda item number 7 was here regarding the request of Casual Cup Cafe Inc. for a common victual license for the premise located at 40 Washington Street. New operators of the cafe within the Thomas Crane Public Library.
Okay.
Proposed manager is Amy Holmes. Amy was there representing. She is excited to get started. She is going to need a couple of weeks. She's putting together some salads, some coffee, some to-go stuff, easy to grab. Her coffee flavors are within the bean and not coffee shots, so the sugar isn't added.
Oh, I see.
And she's really excited about that. She will need a food license and fire prevention before she opens.
Okay.
She knows that.
Very good.
So that went through 5-0. Agenda item number 8 was hearing regarding the request of Square Restaurant Group, LLC, doing business as the Liberty Tavern for a common victual license, a cabaret license, and an all-alcohol beverage license for the premise located at 1647, a.k.a. 1657 Hancock Street, the former location of Angelo's Coal Fire Pizza.
Oh, okay.
Proposed manager Evan Harrington, proposed hours of operation at 8 a.m., to 1 a.m. and 10 a.m. on Sundays.
Hmm.
Evan Harrington was there and Chris Harrington was there representing. Yep. This is a new restaurant at that location that has closed down for a couple of months now. I'm happy to have them. Their concept is pizza and more. So they're going to have burgers, and they're going to expand the menu there at Angelo's.
Are they doing breakfast? They're open at 8 in the morning?
Not that I know of.
I mean, for me, I'd have pizza at 8 in the morning because I'm up at 3 in the morning. Okay.
They're opening for you, Joe.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
They are ready to go. They are tip certified. They have filled out their paperwork. Their paperwork will be submitted to the ABCC today. Okay. Their abutters were notified, and they're looking at an opening date, possibly May 1st, but they're realist, and they realize that, you know, that may be a little ambitious.
So sometime early spring or mid-spring. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
So we did do three separate votes on that, one for the common victualler license, one for the cabaret license, and one for the all-alcohol beverage license.
Gotcha.
And they all went through 5-0.
Okay. It'd be good to see something fill that spot.
Yes, absolutely. Our next meeting is scheduled for March 24th, and that concluded the agenda.
Okay, very good. That was that. And then we have to recap the election and ask you how it went.
It went very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was happy with it. A good turnout.
Yeah.
43.
You were almost right on the money, Nikki. Yeah.
So that was great.
Yeah.
I usually don't come that close.
You're getting better at this.
Exactly. So I was happy with that.
Yeah.
And no big problems.
Yeah.
You know, just the where do I vote calls and things like that, which we're equipped to handle on that day. And everything went very well.
Yeah. How did the central tabulation go for the early voting?
Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
It was a great success.
Good.
Great success. I'm actually going to submit a letter to Secretary Galvin and let him know what a great experience we had in the city of Quincy, and hopefully some that piece of equipment can get certified for future elections.
Good, good. Yeah, that really helped you out.
Yes, it did. And it doesn't bog down the polling places.
Right.
And that's my fear for November, when we have wardens that are already so busy on that day.
Yes, yeah.
And so if we can keep it in-house, it certainly helps.
Sure. That's great. Good to know. We should actually ask you about some dates for, you know, registering for the September 1st, I think, is the state primary. And then is it November?
August 12th,
is the deadline,
I'm not mistaken.
To register? Okay.
Yeah. It's all online. And September 1st will be the election.
Yep.
It is a change of date. So please be aware of that. We will have absentee ballots available if people are still on vacation.
Yep.
But this will be the first time in since I've been doing elections for 23 years that we're going to have it before Labor Day.
Before Labor Day, yeah.
So that's exciting. I haven't had a Labor Day in a long time.
Oh, right, because you've always been working. Yeah, of course. Okay.
Good. So that'll be different.
Yeah.
But we're happy to do it, and, you know, if anybody needs an absentee ballot because they're still on vacation.
Right, schools are still closed.
We'll be there with that. We don't know if there will be early voting yet for that election. There will, of course, be early voting for the presidential election.
Okay.
But I'm not too sure about September yet.
Okay. All right. So you'll let us know, of course, when that happens.
Yes.
And then the final is November 3rd, I think?
Yes.
Okay. And that's state and federal at that point, right? That'll be a full ballot for sure.
Yes. So. County.
County, right?
Yes.
Especially here in Quincy.
And questions.
Oh, okay.
So we might have
a three-page ballot?
I'm hoping not. I don't even want to say it.
Okay.
But at least 2 pages double-sided.
Right. Okay. So that'll take people longer to fill out, too.
Which is why we'd rather do central tabulation.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because there'll be no lull at the polls to count those.
That's
right.
Okay. And we will have 11 days at the very least of early voting.
Okay.
And we'll have later hours and a Saturday to accommodate
the
residents.
Okay. Yeah. You think still at City Hall, or do you think?
Definitely at City Hall, because we decided when we made City Hall, we were going to keep it that way for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So we will definitely have it at City Hall, and we used North Quincy High.
I remember. It went well.
So it really did. I'll reach out to the superintendent as it comes a little closer, right, and ask him if he can accommodate us.
Okay, sounds good. Something to look forward to. In the shorter term, though, it's census time now.
Federal census.
Yeah, no rest for the weary over there at the city clerk's office.
No, right into it. Tomorrow, yeah. The federal census will do its first onslaught of mailing and reaching out.
Okay.
So we'll be busy with that. You know, if you have any questions, concerns, please reach out to the city clerk's office, 617-376-1131. We're all up to date on what's happening, and to be honest with you, we got a call last week. There was a numerator out at a group quarters, and they didn't know whether to give them the information and let them in. But yes, they will be out there. The numerators will be out there to special group quarters. And
what's a numerator, Nikki?
Someone that works for the federal census.
Okay.
They are badged. They have their ID on the person,
mm-hmm.
And they come out to group homes, to the convents, mm-hmm, to mm-hmm. things like that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah. So they're trying to start early.
Oh, nursing homes, maybe
nursing
things
homes,
like that. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Boarding houses.
Okay.
So we're trying to work with them and get the best count we can for the city of Quincy, because I know I've said it before and I'll say it again, we're trying to get over that 100,000 mark to help with federal funding.
Right.
It's so important, and to facilitate the residents of the city of Quincy and be sure that we have the accommodations that we need.
Yes, okay. So they'll be coming in the mail then very soon.
They will,
okay.
And you can answer it on your phone, mm-hmm. on your computer, or by mail.
Okay. All right. And how's the city census going?
The city census is going very well.
Good.
Very well, yeah. We'll probably have that wrapped up sometime in late April.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, with the election, we'll probably be a little later. We try for April 1st, but
mm-hmm.
we'll probably be a little later than that. So if you haven't entered your city census, please just send it in.
Okay.
We'll be happy to take it. And that census is so important because it makes for the list for the voter list,
yes,
for September and November.
Yes. Yep.
And if you don't answer it, even though you just voted in March, you could still be on the inactive list.
Yeah.
So again, if you don't have it anymore, if you misplaced it, if you lost it, please call us.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be happy to update you over
sure.
the phone.
Yeah. Or paid the paid postage returned envelope,
bet.
Which is
you
great. The federal government doesn't do that.
Right. No, they don't.
Just the city. Okay, great. Anything else, Nikki?
No, I think we've covered it.
Great. Appreciate it. Thanks for coming
okay.
over. All right. See you soon.